630, 1061, and 1071 WNGC, your Georgia country. Walker and Charlie putting the pieces together of our hearts and what happened.
Yeah, it was a tragic weekend at the Pulse nightclub in Orlando. Just to recap, 50 people were killed late Saturday night, early Sunday morning. Most of those victims have been identified at this point. One thing that got me, I saw J.K. Rowling tweeted that one of the victims worked at the Harry Potter ride at Universal.
Yeah.
Was a big fan, and his profile picture was him in the Hogwarts uniform.
Yeah, I'm a huge Disney fan. I think you know that. And a lot of cast members, not a lot, maybe a handful, were apparently at this club and have not been accounted for. So they're still looking for some cast members of Disney. Very close proximity to Disney. And it's just so tragic. You know, anybody that's killed is for a senseless reason.
I thought this was very interesting. Earlier this morning, talked to AJ and Ashley. They work at our sister country station in Orlando, K92. So I want to get their perspective on their weekend. And you guys were extremely busy, obviously, yesterday.
Honestly, though, it was an interesting experience. One that I think, as a broadcaster, you never look forward to.
Yeah.
But the fact that you get to work side by side with your peers and to be able to do something like this, and help give messages and information to people and help people share their feelings about how everybody's felt, no matter where you stand on political views, beliefs, religions, everybody felt like we were taken advantage of, and people's lives were lost.
That's the worst part of it all, yeah. I mean, that's the part that's so hard to wrap your head around everything.
And I was thinking about this last night, how, and excuse me for being choked up, it's been really, really tough for us.
Sure, yeah, that's okay.
Gosh.
I'm a born and raised Floridian. And all the other tragedies that have happened, like, in New York City, you know, we were all, no matter where we were, shaken by that as well.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the first time I've actually felt fear.
Wow.
And let it get to me the way it has. And, you know, you guys know, too, as broadcasters, your listeners look for you to be strong and to be the ones to give the information and to be there for them. And this is the first time where I felt so vulnerable. And, you know, like last night, I live alone, and every little sound that I heard startled me. And from a car driving past with its radio blaring, you know, I got up numerous times throughout the night to check the locks on my doors just because I would hear a noise. And like I said, you know, all of the tragedies that have happened in the past, the shootings, 9/11, that was the last, you know, very unimaginable tragic situation to happen that had such a mass killing like this in Orlando in our own backyard. I mean, I was downtown, but in a completely different area that night. And it's downtown Orlando is a very active area, and you have people from all over the world that come to our city. And
it's a playground for the world.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It really is.
Again, speaking to AJ and Ashley from K92 in Orlando.
Anybody and everybody can tie something into Orlando, the fact that they came here on a vacation, or it's a destination you've always wanted to go.
We've both been there recently, and that's why we wanted to talk to you guys this morning to see kind of what's the feel in the community right now. When you were talking to people yesterday, is it more shock or anger or compassion? Is everyone kind of coming together at this point?
It's all of that. It's everything you just said, all rolled into one. In fact, yesterday, I mean, I even had to apologize for a moment, too, because I let my emotions get the best of me. Because, you know, normally when you report this stories and information to people, it's not your community. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's not New York. It's not Chicago. It's not L.A. And the fact that it was here, and I'm a transplant here. I've lived here for 4.5 years. Moved all over, something that happens in our industry. You guys are aware of that.
Oh, yeah.
When you ask people here in Orlando and throughout Central Florida, you know, hey, where are you from? They don't tell you usually the town that they live in currently. Everybody's always kind of tells you first where they came from. Then they'll tell you where they reside now.
Right.
And yesterday was a little different because all of a sudden it was this immediate pride that kicked in and said, no, you know, this is my home.
Yeah. And I'm sure you guys saw, I mean, it's all over the news about the flooding of the outpour of support of people wanting to donate blood at the blood bank. So, I mean, the sense of community was automatic. Everybody in the blood banks was because of all the victims, and they needed O negative blood for all the victims that had come in. And as horrific as it sounds, the inside of that club on the news here and of witnesses has been stated as a blood, just blood trail, and the type of weapon that was used just did the ultimate amount of damage to the bodies. And so the victims that are in that are still alive that needed the blood, hundreds and hundreds of people from Central Florida rushed to the blood banks, waited in lines that were over 4 or 5 hours long. And
wow.
instead of sitting there doing nothing, we had our boss's wife was over at a blood bank, and she said she actually started helping people that were in line, just started helping, calling out names for who was next, trying to get everything going as quickly as possible.
Wow.
So.